Hello, everyone. I'm Dylan.
I'm Kendall.
And I'm Corey.
And we're co-hosts of the From the Middle podcast. We're three middle-class guys living in the middle of America, in the middle chapters of our lives with a point of view that's somewhere in the middle. And if that doesn't tell you enough, we're a comedy, culture, entertainment, and interview-style podcast, not trying to get your attention by being obnoxious. We just want to have a relaxed and conversational feel. But with that said, today we have the distinct pleasure of telling you that you're listening to the Jamcast.
Yeah, funky.
Every time.
Hello and welcome to episode 29 of the Jamcast. Not including all our specials, obviously. 29 regular episodes. I'm rambling already. Fuck me, it's been so long.
29.
Mark is rearing to go here. That's Mark Gillis, how the hell
are you? Hello, John, how are you? It's been so long. I've aged since I've seen you last.
You sound like a really old man there.
Well, thanks, good.
What's the crack?
I'm like, fuck, what's it been? Three, four months?
It must be, I never checked, it must be fucking 4 months, is it?
Oh, it'd be great to get this fucking out of here. I'm sick of people coming up to me, what's the story with the podcast? Oh, fuck off!
Who's that? Gandalf, is it? Who talks Gandalf, like that over your way? Yeah?
Fucking nerd.
Is he in 3D?
Gandalf. You're watching the new one, yeah?
I am, actually. Is there two of them so far?
I haven't seen any of them yet, no.
I think there's three, I've seen two of them.
They're good, are they? Odd Irish fucking hobbits and stuff.
Irish fucking, what's it called? Something Foots. Half Foots.
Proud Foots? I don't know.
War Foots? I don't know. Lenny Henry's the leader of them. He's got the worst Irish accent.
Why did they do it?
Like, they're all in Middle Earth, right? And the rest of them have fucking kind of Northern English accents or fucking West Country accents. And then you have Irish in the middle of it all. What the fuck's going on there?
I don't know. There's gates being opened and people going away and stuff.
I'm asking what's going on with the fucking the accents, Mark.
I tell them I'm starting the podcast there now, and then they decide to do shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
The dogs and we'll go make alone next. Anyway, sorry, what are you saying? The Lord of the Rings, well?
Yeah, the Irish
Gandalf.
Accents.
Seeing it.
Lads, I apologise for Mark. He's fucking looking out the window. They're getting distracted.
Gandalf. Squirrel! You know what I mean? When I get fucking...
Yeah.
The dogs. Worse than the dogs.
Anyway, you haven't seen it yet, but you'll see it, Lev. When you hear the accents, it's fucking... It's, I know you'll get past them quick enough, like, you just get on with it, you know, but...
I believe they're desecrating Tolkien's world.
Apparently so, yeah. I'm not really...
I read all the books, are similar really.
A connoisseur of it, like, but I don't really know the ins and outs of it, like, but... all the geeks on nerds online are giving out about it anyway, so...
But, what's the other one? And the House of Dragons, that's good, isn't it?
House of the Dragon, yeah. Are you starting that?
Tree down.
Is there a tree?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Tree, yeah. Have I
You've
seen
gone already? You were telling me last week you saw the fucking third one, that it was epic.
Was that the third one where the big thing happened at the end of the big...
So you're watching the two now together and you're getting mixed up?
No, I'm not doing a Declan Cody, I don't know. I'm watching it on what you call that?
Random.
For the shuffle.
Mixed shuffle, watching fucking all the different episodes mixed around or something. Like,
oh. The dragon looks good, just getting used to all the characters, but it looks good. It's building nicely, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks good now, isn't it?
I like the young one. Doctor Who.
Who's Doctor Who? Paddy.
Doctor Who, the brother, he fucking did.
Is he Doctor Who, is he?
The King's brother, yeah, Matt something.
Yeah, I like him, he's a nice kind of a baddie looking fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
But your one is only a young one, she's going to be replaced now next week or something, isn't it?
Mark, you're giving me spoilers, like.
No, that's fucking out there,
is it? Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, I saw that on the IMDb, it said young Renieri or whatever her name is.
Yeah, so. And the other one is.
Yeah, they must move it on fairly quickly, so maybe the.
It's pointless, like, isn't it?
No, I suppose they have to move it on. Like, it's 200 years behind, so they have to catch up.
But I mean, it's pointless replacing your one. She's only going to be a couple of years older, right? Your one would do a grand job. She's doing a grand job as it is at the moment.
Well, she'll probably be into her maybe late 20s, maybe, or 30, maybe, you know, just to move on the story. She's very young looking, like, isn't she?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
It's good that I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else? The old murders in the building, that was very good, wasn't it?
Oh, we finished that, yeah. That was very good, yeah.
Enjoy that. It was lighthearted, isn't it?
Nice. Speaking of lighthearted, White House and Mortimer gone fishing came back.
Ah, brilliant.
I fucking love that.
It's brilliant.
It's the nicest, what would you say? How would you describe it? the nicest half hour of television. Calming.
Good feeling. Well,
I feel good. Feel good TV, you know. And funny as fuck.
And they're as bait as us.
As bait as us, but they're a lot older than us, Mark.
They're well bait, aren't they? Fucking hell, heart stints well and bait, yeah. Fucking and pacemakers. Yeah.
Fucking unreal. Still funny, though.
Brilliant.
I love him. It's class. That was season 5, episode 1 that just came out there the other night. Friday night, wasn't it? The 9th of September.
I was telling herself, so. You know. She hates when I say that. I was telling Katrina.
Okay, herself. She doesn't like herself, okay.
I was working... When was it on? Monday night? I was working Monday night. Was I? Was that this week? Friday night.
No, it was on Friday night, Mark. We're working Friday night.
It was on Friday night. But it was my feet.
He's off already, let's... Okay.
I was telling herself, anyway, that I was in work and I goes, oh, fuck it, I forgot to tape it. And he did it on my phone, Sky Go. She goes, I was wondering, I saw the recording coming on. And she didn't know that I could do it. She goes, fucking hell, that's creepy. Freaked her out.
How is it creepy?
I don't know.
What a time to be alive, Mark.
Well, what a world, huh?
At the press of a button. I was actually quite worried because I got up yesterday morning there, and when I tried to record it, Thursday night I thought of it, I think, and I tried to record it from my phone. I'd set it to tape, and there was an error, can't connect to the box or some shit.
Yeah.
And then after I texted you lot on Friday night to say it was on tonight, make sure you tape it, I thought, oh fuck, I haven't taped myself. And then I checked this Saturday morning, we got up and I taped. It's some kind of a fucking funny old thing.
Oh, sometimes if you record a series, when it comes back on, then it continues recording.
Yeah, automatically it does it, so that's probably what happened to you. But come here, there's one huge talking point in the last couple of days, Mark, and we really need to talk about it. What are your thoughts on it?
One of our biggest fans.
Yeah?
Passed away, is it?
I'm talking about the biggest news story in the last week.
Yeah.
The whole world are talking about it.
Yeah, she is one of our biggest fans. Did you not know
that? No, Mark. No. I don't know who you're talking about. Did you not see it, Mark? The big question that's been asked on the internet all week. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine at the Venice Film Festival or not?
It's easy for you to say. Oh, you didn't? I didn't hear anything about it.
Harry Styles and Chris Pine.
No, I heard nothing.
They're at the movie premiere in Venice. I think it was Don't Worry Darling is the name of the movie. Olivia Wilde directed it. She was going to
see her in
Styles
the
air, at the time, yeah. That's she doing, she's directing. But they're at the film festival and Chris Pine was sitting down with the other lead actress. I can't think of her name.
John, sorry, that's my job.
Is it Pugh? Oh, I can't think of her first name. Eddie, sort of something.
Oh, yeah, P-U-G-H, is it?
You know her, don't you? Yeah.
Sounds familiar, yeah. I don't know.
Chris
things.
Pine was sitting down and there was a camera shot in front of him all in line. There was an empty seat and Chris DeRoy kind of clapping away and Harry Styles came in. And just as he sat down, he leant over Chris Pine and he went like that. And Chris Pine was still clapping, but he was looking down in his lap and he kind of looked over at Harry Styles. But the big controversy all because did he spit on him?
Did he?
It fucking looked clear as day that he did.
Why, what was the...
There was supposed to be lots of fucking fall notes. I think... There was someone else brought in for the lead role. I think he fell out with that Pugh lead actress. And Harry Styles was going out with Olivia Wilde, I think, and he came in to replace him. And I think, I don't know, there must have been some kind of animosity in the film.
Can't
anyway,
people just get on,
Right, Mark, sure. I'm sick of saying it, lad.
Fucking hell.
But you were on about someone else, that someone died or something, our biggest fan. Who's that? I never heard that.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. God rest our gentle soul. Anyway, let's move on.
Can I just give you a quick joke before we go? We might do this every week.
Yeah, a joke?
Every week? Are we going to be on every week now? Sorry.
Fucking
hell. Looking forward to the Christmas special. That's our next episode.
We're not even doing one every season, Mark. Fucking hell. Come on.
Seasons? I thought we gave up the seasons. We're just numbers now.
No, the actual seasons of the year, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Are we doing one a season? Well, that's great. So. When is winter, sir? All right. You ready? It's a bit racist now. Stereotypical. Is that all right? So we can cut it out if you're not.
It's going to be fantastic, Mark. Come on.
Okay. An Irishman walks out of a bar.
Very good.
Should I die, yeah?
Fucking I love that. That's class.
Right, so that on, give us your facts. Come on.
So if you want to listen to a great podcast, keep listening to the Jamcast.
Nob.
You are. Are we getting paid for this?
Anyway, do you know the high five you do all the time? Do you know the first... recorded high five was on 1977 during the basketball. No, it wasn't basketball.
Baseball.
It was baseball, right, between the LA Dodgers and the Houston Astros.
Sorry, just opening a can there. It's just for all our night listeners. Go on. What are you on about? Baseball.
Yeah, the first ever high five was in 1977, John Abbas. I can't fucking talk.
Are you all right there?
I'm not.
Fucking hell. What's Jobbin got to do with fucking baseball? I thought we were going to have a Jobbin story. I was really excited.
Yeah, it's the first ever high five was in 1977 during a baseball game between the LA Dodgers and the Houston Astros. The Dodgers outfielder Dusty Baker high-fived Glenn Burke after a home run, and that's the first time in recorded history that anyone's ever seen a high-five.
So how did your man
know what
he was doing?
He just copied it, and the man just gave a high-five, and that's...
And did he go, don't leave me hanging?
No, it's the next fella.
The second fella he did,
he hadn't fucking clue what he was doing. Like,
John, sorry, before you continue, that was very interesting. Thank you. I'm just showing a bit of enthusiasm to be given out that I'd fucking not.
Oh, it's sound back. I appreciate that.
That was very good, John.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck. You're ruined now.
Come on.
Speaking of firsts. McDonald's opened their first ever drive-through on an Arizona military base in 1975, because at the time soldiers weren't allowed to be seen in their uniforms in public, so they had to stay in their cars. So they created the first ever drive-through for the soldiers.
Really?
I didn't know that soldiers
weren't allowed out in public with their fucking
uniforms. Yeah, it's all the original. They obviously lifted that rule, that was the first ever drive-through.
My God, huh?
There's a Norwegian word mark called atpeklat.
Say that again.
Atpeklat.
I knew you wouldn't.
Why did you do that, you cunt?
I can't even fucking say it.
Atpeklat.
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 Paklat. Atpeklat.
Atpeklat. It means a child born many years after their siblings. Literally means an after blob.
Ooh.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, no. I thought it was horrible.
Jesus.
Basically an accident, an afterthought, it took everyone by surprise. Atpeklat.
Atpeklat. They're not going to be using that anytime soon, anyway.
What about the first ever episode? Did Mark rhinotelexomania? Do you remember that word, yeah? That sticks in my head.
What is it again?
Rhinotelexomania. It sticks in my head. Do you know why it sticks in my head?
When you're picking your brain.
Compulsive nose picking, yeah.
Do you know anyone like that?
For the listeners, stay with us from since episode one, they'll know what we're talking about. And maybe who we're talking about, but I won't mention any fucking names.
Jesus Christ, huh?
A serious drought 150,000 years ago, Mark, reduced the human population to 600. Imagine that.
How did they know that? I don't believe
that. They did a census. That's bollocks. They did a census.
When was that? 150,000 years ago?
Yeah, the census. There was a fella went round there with the farms to fill them out.
Oh, one of them fellas. I hate them.
But they all survived by moving to the coast and eating oysters. Imagine that. I'd be fucked. I hate fish.
I'd be dead anyway.
I'd be dead.
I'd be dead of the drought.
I'd be looking for the McDonald's drive-in, but I'd be a fucking couple of years away from that opening.
And did no Guinness either? Oh, Jesus.
No Guinness.
Who did I survive it on?
Yeah, you wonder how they know that, Mark. It's a good point. How would they know I went down to 600?
I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I choose not to believe it.
You can choose whatever you fucking want, Mark. That's your prerogative.
They don't know what the fuck happened last week, for fuck's sake. They're worse than me.
Just give an insight there into Mark's brain lately. We were texting each other last night, and then he texted me, "Come here, come here. I have a story there for you." And it was a couple of minutes before I got back to him.
What was the question I had for you?
I said, "Go on," and he goes, "I've forgotten."
Gone.
Literally within a minute or two, Mark. Jesus, was it? Gone.
I tell you, the Alzheimer's is kicking in.
The old timers, as I thought it was called when I was young.
It's all ahead of you now, kid. What is it? Two,
old
3 months?
Yeah, it's ages away, Mark.
What date is it?
I can't tell you.
I have the 28 in my head for some reason.
Yeah, you're close enough, you're not too far away from it.
But the Saturday night is the big party, is it?
I don't know. Huh? Is there a party?
Is there a fucking...
Is that a surprise,
is it a secret or something? What the fuck's
going on? I think it's the 12th, whatever the Saturday is. The
12th?
Everyone's invited.
I thought it was the...
All our fucking 1,000 listeners are going to show up now.
I had the 26th in my head for some reason.
No, my birthday is the 23rd, but we're having it on the 12th because we couldn't get music for some of the nights we wanted it.
You couldn't what?
We couldn't get someone to sing a bit of music.
All right.
Rod Stewart, Freddie Mercury, and Elton John once considered forming a supergroup. With a very funny title. Can you just maybe have a
say
guess?
That again, Rod Stewart, Freddie Mercury, and
Elton John.
Elton John. All
right. They were going to call each other three names to do with their own, what they look like, maybe, or their personality. So what do you think?
We'd have teeth anyway.
Yeah, teeth for Freddie.
Hair.
Hair for Elton John, yeah.
Jesus. For Elton John? I was going with Rod Stewart. Nose.
Very good. They were going to call each other nose, teeth, and hair.
Pity they didn't, didn't
they? It never got together. That would have been class level, wouldn't it? That's back when Elton John could sing. Fucking hell, he's gone to the dogs now, lad.
Harry was gone for years, isn't he?
Gone to shit, lad.
He was never the same after Diana.
Oh, no, that broke him, didn't it? Apparently, Meghan Markle now feels safe to drive through tunnels, allegedly.
John, what are you saying, like?
I said that to Mark. I don't know what you're talking about. That's just something she tweeted the other day. I feel safe driving through tunnels.
She didn't, did she?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, she did.
No, someone tweeted on her behalf, the fake account. Did you know, Mark, that Mark?
Sorry.
Oh, you said it a minute ago, but I'm not sure if I cut it out, but this is officially the first
drink for that,
C-word. Or? Take a drink. Porter. Porter.
It's well, the night shift people. It's beautiful. It's so cold.
Speaking of which, Mark. Speaking of which. Oh, it's just cold. It's just nice.
Oh, I'm getting a brain freeze. Oh, Jesus.
That's probably too cold, Mark. Do you like the warm bottles off the shelf in a pub?
No. Yes. That's an old man's kind of thing, isn't it? Is that ahead of me, is it?
Yeah, there's a few around Ballyporeen that take them off the shelf.
They do it over here, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it myself, like.
I thought drink it out of a fucking wet boot, let them mind the fucking...
Well, if I had to, like, she's don't get
there's
me
no
wrong,
one,
like, Jesus.
There's no making you have to do it back, I'm just saying it wouldn't be something you think about. Have you tried it?
Nah.
I'm sure you might like it.
Warm stout, nah, Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it myself, though, to be honest.
Fuck, we'll be drinking out of cans next.
And you can't drink it out of a pint glass, and you have to have a lady's glass with it.
Is that?
Yeah, with the warm bottles, it's obviously
the old timers.
Yeah.
Have you seen they have a whiskey then after it?
Yeah, there's always be a chaser involved.
So maybe it's something to do with that. I could do that, all right,
I suppose.
Yeah,
could be.
If I had to, like.
Speaking of which, Mark.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the term grog blossom?
I am not indeed.
You are?
What is it?
Grog blossom.
Blossom.
What's grog another name for?
Drink or something, isn't it?
Drink, alcohol, like a... And what would grog blossom be, do you think?
A flower that drinks.
Yeah, it's a redness of the nose caused by excessive drinking.
Oh, have a bit of that,
it's called grog blossom. I don't know, have you?
Nah. Like Ferguson?
Yeah, God rest him.
Oh, purple nose.
Did you know, Mark, that escalators can never break? It can only become a stairs.
I didn't know you were doing jokes, John.
You should never see an escalator temporarily out of order sign. Just escalator temporarily stairs.
So the next time you see a fucking sign, you go... Throw it away, go, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah, this is bullshit.
That's bollocks, you're telling lies.
No, they're never out of order, they can just become stairs. Did you know, you get migraines, Mark, don't you?
I get ocular migraines, which is just the old wavy fucking things, but I don't get any headache.
Yeah, I got a beauty there yesterday, fucking.
You tell me, yeah.
Home dinger of a migraine.
I said the old form is hard to read and stuff, is it?
Wicked lit. Do you know, there was a study into it, what triggers it for certain people. The most common triggers are reported are to be... What would you
chocolate?
Think? Yeah. Dark chocolate.
Is that it? Am
for
I right?
People. Yeah.
Did I win?
Yeah, it's not on this list, but it's on the list. I'll tell you the top four, right? The weather.
Oh, yeah. Thunder.
Do you want when it gets really heavy and close?
Fair skills.
Lions. If you're lying in bed too long in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32% of people said lions.
Jesus.
22% said exercise. Which I believe that. I tried fucking running on a treadmill or a cycling, I'd get a fucking bang of a headache after it.
That's kind of fucking overexertion then, is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But 5% of people reportedly stated that the trigger for their migraines is sex.
What? Shit.
Yeah. Get a migraine.
Fucking hell.
No, I would have assumed to get a migraine before
hey,
sex.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do you know what? I have a headache.
One
I can't.
Second. I think they're only making it up for that.
Aha, the fucking spoofers.
The old bastards, huh? Nah, I have a headache, I have a migraine.
Yeah, but it's grand if she says it after. It's grand. job done.
That's grand, love. I'm having a pint anyway.
And Jimmy Carr said, you have a headache. I want to be up that end at all, he said.
Very good.
The state of Michigan, Mark, is home to towns called Colon, Flushing, and Brown City.
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
It sounds like a shit state to live in, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Colon, Flushing, and Brown City. Fucking hell, man.
They're used a little bit. Can't even talk. Go on,
they use what?
It's gone.
Oh my God. My head is gone. Having an aneurysm right in front of us here, lads. Fucking hell. Imagine your sat-nav. Imagine your sat-nav there, Mark.
That's
I know, yeah. Imagine your sat-nav. You're now entering Colon. Mark, have you ever pooned?
Pooned.
P-O-O-N-E-D. Pooned.
I don't think I have, but I'm sure you're going to tell me that I have.
I bet you have. It means to put something under the leg of a table to stop it wobbling.
Oh, fucking mom was at it.
That's to poon.
Is there a word for that? Jesus, huh?
There's a word for everything, Mark.
I'm gonna use that down the next time in the pub. I pooned that table there.
That's all I have for you, Mark. Thanks for listening and being so receptive.
I learned a lot, actually. It's all gone now again, my foot.
Gone again. That was my feet.
I think that's copyright, isn't it?
And you are listening to The Jamcast.
John.
How are you?
Today, I'm going to talk about B-sides. Would you like to explain what a B-side is?
For our younger listeners. When we used to have the old singles years ago, it was a main track on one side, and they'd have a B-side on the other side, which is just a song.
So you had an A-side.
Expect to do very well, we'll say, on the B-side.
Or sometimes you might have had a double A-side.
A double A-side, yeah.
But I'm not going to be talking about double A-sides today. We'll be talking about B-sides.
Very good. We'll talk about them next week, the double A-sides.
So, and particularly kind of famous B-sides, you know. You'll be going, fuck it, that was a B-side.
Yeah.
So the first one is Bill Haley and Comets.
Yeah.
What song would you know by them?
Oh, I didn't realize there's going to be a quiz. I know, Chad. The minute you say it, I know it. Go on.
Rock Around the Clock.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's the only song we know about them, like. It's a B-side.
Crazy. And what did the A-side obviously didn't do terribly well, did it?
The A-side was called 13 Women and Only One Man in Town.
Fucking hell.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the thing with a lot of bands there, that you would know the A-side.
So, it actually then became an A-side then, because it was so popular. It was in the film, yeah. Blackboard Jungle or some fucking thing. And
Blackboard Jungle.
Yeah, 1954 or something, or 55. Oh,
yeah. Was that Ray Darcy? He did that show, didn't he?
Oh, that was the old RT thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was that became the first number one rock and roll song.
Was it?
You know, before that it was all like the old crooners and country and all that as well, so.
Yeah.
And then it was closely followed up by Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
The Hound Dog.
Hound Dog, yeah.
That was a B-side.
What was that B-side to?
Don't Be Cruel. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. So that was a B-side to that?
Yeah, but then it took a life of its own when he performed it on television. Yeah, he was shaking his hips and all that. The fucking place went mental.
Mental. So the whole place, the whole country nearly shut down?
Oh, he was banned from everything.
Oh, the religious states there. No, I thought he was the walk of the devil at the time.
Oh, it's unreal, isn't it? The fucking controversy of it.
Yeah.
Ed Sullivan and I said he won't be appearing on my show. Fucking went mentally.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Crazy.
Religion, Mark.
But so B-sides kind of became sought after. Well, especially with geeks like me, you know, completists.
Oh, actually, like someone who wants a collection of them, like, is it?
Do you know, like,
so rare, probably, is it?
Yeah, rare. Like they wouldn't be on an album.
Yeah.
So they'd be hard to get. So then. In 1987, the Beatles were releasing all their stuff on CD, you know?
Yeah.
So they gathered all their B-sides and non-album songs.
Oh, yeah.
And made The Past Masters Volume 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
So it was handy, I reckon.
What you have that on CD, you said, was it?
I have it on CD, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what they did in 1987 when they were bringing out all the Beatles CDs, like.
Yeah.
So it was like,
you have them all in one place, then that's a job, isn't it?
One place, brilliant.
Yeah.
And the Stone Roses did it as well, after their album.
Remember
the first
album?
Yeah, I used to get a loan of, I got a load of their 12 inches, you know?
Yeah.
And I made my own fucking tape. Ooh.
Yeah.
But they did it themselves, and they just put all their B-sides onto an album.
Yeah.
A lot of that bands did it. Oasis, The Master Plan.
Master Plan, yeah.
That was all their Brilliant, B-sides.
Yeah.
With Half the World Away.
Half the World Away, yeah.
It's one of their biggest songs, isn't it?
It is. Love it. It's
a B-side.
One of my favourites.
The Royal Family.
He was on a John Lewis ad as well, I think, when your man was living
on
the moon.
Right, that's right. They made a nice few bob out of it.
Fucking sure of it. I don't think they're worried about being called sellouts nor anything. That's fucking all about raking in the cash, like, isn't it?
Fucking, they loved it, didn't they?
May as well, it's their job. They should be getting paid for it.
Do you reckon they'll ever get back together?
Hard to know, lad. I don't think so.
There'd be a lot of bucks involved, isn't
there? And we haven't heard much of Noel Gallagher lately with his high flying birds and all that shit, have you?
I haven't understood any of it, not. Or the other fella.
No. I'm sure he was. We obviously gigging there later. It was massive, like. He's on a tour now. But you wouldn't hear much about Noel anymore.
Liam was up in Dublin there recently, wasn't he? Malahide.
But he was. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where he was, actually, yeah.
Last week, was it? Anyway, we digress.
Digress, as usual, yeah.
So, Metallica.
Yeah.
All their B-sides were all gathered on an album.
Yeah.
Garage Inc. They used to do all kind of covers. Queen and Motorhead. Tin Lizzy.
Have you, oh yeah, oh, did Tin Lizzy, obviously famously, yeah.
The Whiskey in the Jar. But my first purchase of Metallica was the 598 EP.
That was What's
all, that? That was all their covers. It was like, they were breaking in the new by Jason Newsted, is it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a 5-track record. You see, we couldn't buy Metallica back in the 80s in Ireland. They weren't, they weren't big, like.
Yeah.
So when I saw this, then I was like, wow, fucking Metallica, nice one. I never heard, I never heard their music.
They kind of kicked off over here, was it?
What's that?
Early to mid-90s, I suppose, they kicked off over here big time.
I'd say so, yeah. Well, 88 and Justice for All came out, and that kind of kicked them off, really, didn't it?
Kicked on from there, like, yeah.
They were shit then after that.
Just a few. I'm never a massive fan, but it does obviously the few songs.
I like the first four albums.
Yeah, yeah.
The last minute, right? But anyway, Iron Maiden as well. All their B-sides were all covers and stuff. And they released in 1990, then the first 10 years was called. Every week there was a release. It was like a 12-inch of their single with all the B-sides on it, you know? Fucking brilliant.
Jesus.
And I had them all on vinyl and sadly sold them all.
You sold them?
Sold them all.
For drugs?
No, just updated it to fucking CDs.
Yeah.
Thought I'd be doing a good thing.
Like to still have them all on vinyl, like, wouldn't you?
Nirvana as well, Incesticide.
Yeah.
All their B-sides.
They're all B-sides, yeah.
It's handy, like, you know, fucking a few bob from it, no?
Yeah.
Get out an album with all their fucking previously recorded stuff.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's such you probably can't count B-sides because they're not released as part of singles anymore. You just have a download of one song, like, isn't it?
Well, there's no B-sides now, is there?
That's what I mean, like, yeah. You wouldn't class them as B-sides, like.
Unless record store day there, they'd be releasing special records and things like that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be on
special recordings, yeah.
And speaking of Nirvana, David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World.
Yeah.
Do you believe that was a B-side 3 times?
How we used it as a B-side 3 times?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The B-side
How
to...
was that? Just trying to push it like it was?
Suffragette City.
Yeah.
A B-side to Starman, and it was a B-side to Space Oddity, the US version, whatever that means. Probably released a bit later after the UK one, isn't it? I don't know.
That's crazy to use it over and over again.
Well, to be honest, but you know, I didn't know that song till Nirvana did it.
No, but the Bowie version is class.
Oh, it is,
it's brilliant. Like, Nirvana is brilliant, obviously. Like, but Jesus, go back and listen to the original Bowie one there, it's absolutely class.
So back in the 90s then, I went fucking, you know, I was mad into Radiohead.
Yeah.
So I have all their CD singles.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think I got a copy of them off you.
The B-sides were fucking better.
You recorded a CD of them, all the B-sides from.
I did. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. There was some
talk show host there, right? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Banana Co. And there's a list now of a couple of ones that would be more famous.
Yeah.
Than the A-side as well. Rod Stewart, we're talking about him earlier.
Yeah, big noise, yeah.
I don't think he likes me, Carla.
No, not his face. He doesn't listen anymore after what you said last time about him.
You said that.
He stopped listening.
Maggie May. That's one of his biggest fucking songs, isn't it?
That was a B, was it?
That was a B-side to
Yeah.
Reason to Believe. Did you ever hear that song?
No.
Ah, there you are. Neither, no. The Beach Boys. God Only Knows.
Ah, stop. Was that a B as well?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Wouldn't It Be Nice is the A side.
Oh, but that's class as well, like.
The Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
What's their big song?
Lost That Love and Feeling, is it?
No.
Oh, is no, it? The other brothers. That's the Everly Brothers.
I'll put you out of your misery, will I?
Please.
Unchained Melody.
Oh, that's the one, yeah. Yeah. That was the B-side as well.
That was the B-side to Hung On You.
Sorry?
I've never heard of that either.
What you said?
Hung On You.
Hung On You, okay.
Hung On You.
Very good. Never heard of it, yeah.
And Kraftwerk. Do you like Kraftwerk?
Kraftwerk. Yeah.
Kraftwerk. I like Kraftwerk myself.
Yeah.
Well, their big hit, their number one was The Model, remember that?
The Model, yeah.
That was a big hit in 1981.
Yeah.
But it was the B-side. Okay. Two. Computer Love. Do you remember Computer Love?
No.
But The Model was recorded 3 years before that, in 1978. It was just fucked on the B-side, and then DJ started playing the B-side.
Yeah.
You have a big hit?
Yeah. Jesus, crazy, isn't it?
Mad Ted. And my last one.
Go on.
You were on about Christmas songs there earlier on.
Yeah.
Not to our listeners, but to me.
Yeah.
Why are we on about Christmas songs?
My daughter's doing her homework there and she's got loads of Christmas songs playing for some reason.
What date is it?
Christ almighty, the 11th of September.
Yes, 9/11, huh?
9/11, yeah.
Christmas songs. John, that's a sin, you know that?
Sure, look. That's a great song as well. Was that a B-side?
Oh, that was the A-side, is it? Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town?
Yes.
By your buddy?
The Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the B-side to My Hometown.
Oh, was it?
In 1984. Yeah. But it was recorded in 1975.
Brilliant song.
What is it? Santa Claus.
My Hometown. Oh, I love that as well. Love when they play that on Christmas, I love it.
Sold every year now. Does he get much money out of that now, I wonder?
You'd wonder.
Actually, he sold all his music, did he?
He did lately, yeah.
Half a billion or something, was it?
He must need the money. He's right too, fucking hell.
I would too. I'm going to sell all this fucking podcast.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to split it with you.
Get a price of a pint out of it.
I'm going to split the pint with you.
Oh yeah, the pint, yeah. Two straws.
That's all I have, kid.
I have one more there. Just go. You mentioned Oasis there already.
Yeah.
When Oasis first toured America, it was an absolute disaster. They bought
fucking drugs and everything, weren't they?
They bought what they thought was a bag of coke, but it was crystal meth.
I said that. After a fucking hit.
The sound man in a state of delirium wrote a different set list for each band member. So when Noel Gallagher started playing one song, Liam was singing another song.
Fucking
hell. After fucking
I'd love to see that.
Bonehead even struggled to stand up. It's fucking mental. They say it there as well, apart from the disastrous gig, it offered up one of their best songs and certainly one of their best B-sides.
Acquiesce? Acquiesce?
No, I Want to Talk Tonight.
Or
Just Talk Tonight. The story goes that Noel met a love interest in San Francisco, and when everything was falling apart around him, he gave her a call, and his phone call now eternalised in song. It's kind of a heartfelt piece of acoustic pop perfection. So that was it. It's the B-side, as some might say.
Very good.
But they were off their absolute fucking nut. And crystal meth.
Mad, isn't it?
Look, he didn't fucking kill him.
Yeah, fucking hell. Wait, sir. Very good.
That's it, Mark. Very interesting. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Thank you very much.
No bother.
Hello, you're listening to Two Tones Mixtape on the Jamcast.
Welcome to the podcast, the champ, Mr. Nigel Franklin.
Come on.
The Ginger Ninja, 35-time PWF champion, flame-haired icon, future movie star, Costco cardholder.
Yes. if you need like a six pack of anything, or actually Costco is more like a 24-pack, let me know. I'll sort you out.
Thanks, Tom.
Outstanding. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Always after a bargain, me.
And we all. Right. The format of the quiz is my brother, known as Tony when he was younger. His nickname is Two-Ton, by the way.
Nice.
We used to record music off the radio, and he'd fill in the card on the cassette. our younger listeners won't have a fucking clue what we're talking about here. So when he didn't know the name of the song, he'd write down the first two words of the song.
Okay.
So they were called Two Tons Mixtape, which is the name of our quiz.
I like it. I like it. He sounds like a wrestler, actually, Two Ton. I'm pretty sure I fought him back in like 85 or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You never told me that, John.
Can't remember. Too many chair shots, though, so.
Yeah, it does that, yeah. Yeah, it sounds easy. Just give you a couple of words of a song and you just get them straight away. There's no pressure whatsoever.
So I work well under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I'm medicated.
No problem. No crack.
Exactly. That's what I thought you meant when you said come on for a bit, but.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. I should have been clearer. Okay, we'll go for song number one, so, will we?
Okay, ready.
We started very easy. When you go.
That sounded like three words, not two.
No, just the first few words, we'll say.
First few words, okay.
We can give you more if you need them.
When you go. Because I was going to say, you'll never walk alone from when you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go.
We have a couple of United fans here now, so it's definitely not going to be You'll Never Walk Alone.
I mean, is there any other clues? Or do I just
there is.
That?
Yeah.
I was watching one of your videos. There you had background music to one of their other songs.
Ooh.
Of this band.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
They'd be...
Don't give away too much. Don't give away.
All right, so I'm going here for because I'm often referred to as the Mick Ucknall of wrestling.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Simply Red.
No.
They'll be up north. Okay. Where are you from, if you don't mind us saying?
I'm from Rochdale.
Okay, that's north enough, like, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably about the same scale, probably about on the same level as you on Equator or whatever that line is over there.
I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it off you. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
They're north of you. They're north of you. It might be a different country, north of you.
All right. So, a Scottish band.
Yeah. When you
I've done a lot of videos, you know.
Will you send back?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Of course. Yes. And we were staying in Leith, where there's lots of sunshine on Leith.
Yes.
I'm going for a letter. From America.
Yes, bye.
Bespectacled friends. Woo! The Spectacular Proclaimers.
Legend.
Ooh, good stuff.
You mentioned Leeds there. I just saw the video lately. Was it what's the Scottish team? Hamilton? No, it's not Hamilton. They sing it at their home ground. They sang it against, they won against Rangers a couple of years ago. They sang it in Hamden.
Hibs.
Oh, yes, you want to hear it live in Hampden Park? Oh, it's fucking unbelievable. Check it out on YouTube. Class.
Nice. Check out my videos on YouTube as well, but don't tell Proclaimers because we didn't pay for it.
Shut up, Leon.
Keep that down, will you? We take clips as well and stuff. Sir, number two.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey. Ooh.
Very easy, you know, is it? No pressure. Born Down. There's two there and over.
Born Down. Mate, I would have loved to get these tapes off your brother. If this is what they were like, it was like it's like a musical love letter and also like a cryptic crossword.
Yeah.
Is the next word the?
No, the next word would be in.
Born down in.
Born down in a.
Born down in a.
Is it a particular type of town, maybe, Mark?
No, I think it's a particular country.
No, but
the song.
Oh, it is definitely a country, yeah? A very large country.
So, well, that's Australia or America.
Yeah, maybe the second one, maybe.
Yeah, all right,
but maybe there's another word for America.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm going for the boss. Same head band shop as me, Bruce Springsteen. Born in the USA. Come on, fella. Yes.
Yes. Now we're warming up. We're just getting going.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, this is another easy one. Fuck me. Mark, did you
make
this
one easy? I just made the first few a bit easy.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Just give me a false sense of security, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The first two words of this song, maybe it might have been instruction you might have received from someone over the years. Maybe not.
All right.
Start spreading.
Oh, come on. Big Frank. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Absolutely.
Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra.
Pow.
Fantastic. Bosh.
If I drop the mic, but this one's expensive, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just be careful there, yeah.
This one might be hard. Ooh. Bright Light. It's a massive song, like, isn't it?
Huge.
Fucking hell.
What a tune.
From a film.
From a film.
One of the biggest.
Something you might not know about me. I'm good on movies because. No. But one of the things I do, like, and if you ever get in a fight, it's a really good thing to do, right? To throw your opponent off. So a bit of a tip for you, right? Just quote one of your favorite movies and psych them out. Something like, you know, paint me like one of your French girls. Yeah? Or, I never treated you like a prostitute. Yeah, messes with the red. Right.
All right. What about
brilliant?
This is I am your father. Did that work?
Oh, nice. Although, to be honest, given my history, I could very well be their father as well. I'm going for the king, not the champ. Elvis and Viva Las Vegas.
Get in there.
It's going to be the shortest quiz ever, Mark. This man is a fucking legend.
Legend. That's why they call him the champ.
Yeah.
Put on my blue.
Ah. Oh, what a tune. If only I had a piano with me right now.
What a shame.
Pretend. I could do that. Yeah. And do you know the man that sang this song is one of the hardest men in music? I've not fought him, like, but he actually got shot in the head and somebody tried to carjack him. They shot him in the head, with a gun, and he came back on tour 2 years later. Amazing. I'm going for Walking in Memphis by, oh, it's gone. Headshot.
Welcome
man.
To my world.
Well, I tell you what, you could go for Cher version, because Cher did a version of it, and if you look at that song, so yeah, Walking in Memphis by Cher.
Do you see our names are on our Zoom call here? It's the first name is one of our names.
I know it's Mark, but I can't think what the other bloody Mark Cohen?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Hey.
Perfect.
Hey. It is. Hey. There we go. Come on. Oh, I'm that good.
Outstanding.
This is difficult now, this one. I hear. What can you hear?
Silence.
Not a lot with this air, to be honest. It is. It's like having them noise cancelling headphones, but cheaper. Okay. I'm guessing the next word is the.
Would be correct.
No?
No, you're correct.
Okay. Bells?
No.
No, it could be a musical instrument, though, but it's definitely not bells. No.
It's close.
Yeah. The drum.
Z.
The drum. Z. Okay. Is this, all right, first, like, long shot out there. Is this Florence and the Machine and the drumming song?
No.
There's actually... There's a theme to all the songs, if you might have noticed. They're all places.
Okay. I've not been making attention of it. Right, okay. So we've had Memphis, Letter from America, Walking Memphis, Viva Las Vegas. I hear the drums.
Go on, give them the rest of the words there, Mark.
I mean, all I can hear right now is the gaze in my head.
These drums might be echoing tonight. I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Oh, come on. Whoa. I mean, I should have known this because this was the actual soundtrack to the epic Sahara Showdown that I took part in, wrestling in the desert. Me.
Yeah, you should have known that.
Yeah, it's Africa.
Yes.
Toto.
Correct. Yeah. This one was definitely going to get you, I say, is it?
Well, possibly, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give you a good few words now here, right? We walked in the cold.
Too many.
We walked in the cold air, freezing breath on a window pane.
It's not a snowman, is it?
No.
I'm walking.
Is there a place called a snowman?
Well, probably. There's a pub. There's definitely a pub called Snowman in Bolton. But it's a different kind of snow. They shut it down. give us that again.
We walked into cold air, freezing Brit on a window pane.
Did you say freezing Brit or freezing grit?
Brit.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't have known this song. Mark chose these. I wouldn't have known it. That doesn't help you, obviously, like, but...
Can I give a hint? It's a place.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. That's not much of a hint, really. That's just reminding me what the theme is.
It's not too far away from Corfu, really. That's not a good clue, really. It'd be confusing. Early 80s.
This is going to be thrilling. Thrilling.
The silence is what makes it. 1982, if that helps.
Oh, great year. Great year. No, it doesn't help at all.
But give another clue there, Mark. There must be something you can think of.
Is it Vienna? Oh, no, you see, that's... Why? Because there's a wrestler called Vienna, and no, we don't get on very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, dodgy little fella. The shortest wrestler I've come across, 4'2", a real ankle biter.
You're just going to upset our guest. Fucking hell, man.
That's what I do. I drink and I upset the guest.
I like that.
Yeah, put it on a t-shirt.
Dirty Old River.
And the place names again.
Yeah. I'll give it a small hint. It's huge 60s song.
60s song. Huge.
Huge.
Huge, I tell you. Huge. Must you keep rolling?
I can Tina Turner. Oh, no. Okay.
No.
No. You put me off there.
They're from...
Rolling Like a River. You might get pulled now off YouTube for doing that. Dirty Old River. Little river going into the night.
Flowing into the night.
When the sun goes down, it's called.
Mate, I'm going to hold my hands up there and say, you've got me on that one. I'm getting a blank.
It was a famous war. Was there a battle?
It was a famous battle, yeah.
Yeah. ABBA sang about it. But this is not the song.
Oh, it's not that song. Oh, Kinks Waterloo Sunset.
Correct.
I mean, you really fed me one there.
It all counts. This is song number 9. We won't keep you much longer, okay? I absolutely hate this prick.
All right, okay, this hit me.
Does that help? She played the fiddle in an Irish band.
Ah, mate, no, I've got to give it out there because you know we need a reunion. So all my ginger brethren. So there's like me, Damian Lewis, that kid from Hogwarts in Harry Potter, and of course Ed Sheeran, and Galway Girl. Boom.
Pow.
He's not calling a champ for no reason, Mark. What an absolute legend.
Brilliant. Well done.
That's it.
I'm impressed. The belt.
Do I get a belt like this one?
Yeah.
It's in the post.
It's in the post, man. Yeah, no bother at all. Mayor, thanks a million for coming on. Before you go,
excellent.
Tell us where people can find you, where they can see you, where they can find you online. Tell us all your socials. Tell us everything.
Well, unless you like HMRC, like you can listen to this bit. But yeah, we'll find us. So gingerninja.live is probably the easiest way to find everything. But we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're even on TikTok. Not even sure what I'm doing on that thing there. But at Wrestling with the Champ for those variations of it on the others. The Champ Pod, the Champ Podcast. But gingerninja.live, the best way to find us. We just done Edinburgh. We've just been to Cardiff for the Clash at the Castle, and we're going to be doing a live show in Leicester. And of course, the lads here, Mark and John, are going to put me up when I come over there to do a bit of a tour.
Absolutely.
And, just to get myself ready. Hey. I've even got my passports just arrived.
Fair play, kid.
Champ, you're an absolute legend. Absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Lovely to meet you. It's a privilege and an honor to be on Ireland's number one podcast. If you want to check out the UK's 17,346th podcast, check out Wrestling with the Champ.
Take care, man. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Lovely to meet you. Hope that was good. Take care. See you soon.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, funky. What about that? The champ, huh? The ginger ninja.
I can't believe we got him on.
What?
Months first and Spike, months we're waiting.
And now the ginger ninja. Yeah. Fucking hell, mate. Some superstars on the show, mate. Yeah. Besides us, unbelievable. Like, obviously, like. Huh? Besides us, obviously, like.
Come on, Mark.
So, yeah, that's it.
Brilliant chat. I enjoyed it all.
Fuck it, he was good, boy, wasn't he?
He was good. After about 45 clues in each one. But no, he's very good, actually.
So, I don't know what people have been to, so we don't want to be making them too hard.
Yeah, but like, you're completely out of touch with real music, Mark, so that's why you think they're hard.
I know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah,
that's I'd say I could quiz myself and I wouldn't know.
We'll talk again in a couple of months, lads. All our listeners.
Are we finished?
Yeah.
I could keep going, right? Can I tell a quick story before we go?
Of course you can, Mark. I have loads of time.
I was in Diddles the other day, you know? And I looked over and I saw one of our fans from the back. Same stand, same, you know, you go, oh, that's fucking.
Yeah.
I won't say the name, like. And I went up for him, all right, boy, what are you doing down here? And he turned around, wasn't him at all.
Oh,
fucking
no.
Hell. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, sorry, boy, sorry. He started to laugh and goes, you're all right, boy, you're all right.
Look, you didn't catch him by the arse or something. Who did you think he was?
I can tell you off air, maybe.
He'd be
a big fan of ours.
Is it Chris?
Who's Chris?
Is it Derek?
Who's Derek? Derek who?
You're not going to tell me who it is live on the podcast? Okay, that's weird. Okay, go on, son.
That's it, all right, son. Go on. Bye-bye. See you in what? Christmas.
Done. God Winter knows. One. Oh, we might be back by Christmas, yeah.
Halloween. What about Halloween?
I did that before, didn't we?
Been done, so no point.
That was a huge success. There's no way we're going to top that.
Eddie the Ed and all that.
Eddie lost his heady. Yeah, we'll talk to you whenever, right, lads. The very irregular podcast now these days.
Ooh, I'm very regular.
As you get older, yeah. I thought it got less regular, is it?
No, I'm getting too regular.
Too regular.
What's all about? Go on. And John.
Take it easy.
John.
Go on.
Love you.
Yeah, whatever.
So a professional.
Like a newsreader. And finally, tonight.
The Queen is dead.
The Queen is dead now. What a song from the Smiths, lad. I love that song.
And Stone Roses. It's curtains for you, Elizabeth, my dear. Very apt.
Elizabeth, my dear.
It's curtains for you, Elizabeth, my dear. And then, pew, there's a gun in, isn't
it? I'm going to have you singing on the podcast.
Isn't that? You can hear those snipers.
Is that Stone, the Stone Roses?
Yeah, it's to the ear of Scarborough Fair. Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough. Oh, Scarborough, don't you
know their man? Scarborough Fair, by the banks of me Scarborough Fair.
3, 2, 1.
Shit. I went before you there. Do you want to go again?
Yeah. Clap and 3, 2, 1.
What's all this slowness about?
Why?
3, 2.
Just give you a chance to get ready, Mark.
I'm fucking hyper.
Do you know what?
I'm hyper. Come on. Let's go.
Hyper,
I'm a jobber, eh?
Come on, let's do the outro.
Why I'm doing the outro, is that? Fuck, what do I have to say?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've not written down.
You don't have to just say it.
Do all that kind of shit, is it?
Thanks a minute to the champ there for coming on and fucking joining us. And
all right. Shh.
Whatever you want. Hey.
How are you?
How are you?
Welcome aboard.
I love your disco ball. Is this your own pub in your own garden?
This is my front room.
I love it. How are you, fellas?
Very good, yourself?
Yeah, great. A bit hectic. I just found out Well, I booked it for this time because I was doing a pub quiz, which was cancelled, which ruined me.
Oh, no.
And then I've just half an hour, I've got to fly to Corfu for work tomorrow.
Are you serious? Oh, I've had a knife.
I've got to run through. So this is like, as soon as I do this, I'm on the website booking flights. But here we go.
Excellent.
Ready for this. I was in Corfu myself a couple of years ago.
Yeah? Will they remember
Brilliant.
Will they remember you?
No, I don't think so. I kept a low profile.